tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Welcome back to another episode of the Common Ground. This show will be entitled America Under Fire, a deep dive into mass shooting. And this show will be dedicated to the babies that lost their lives this past Wednesday. So today I'm tackling one of the most heartbreaking and urgent issues in America: mass shootings. From the earliest tragedies to yesterday's to this past Wednesday's devastating events in Minneapolis, I'm going to walk you through the history, the impact, and most importantly, what can be done. Okay, so when it comes to these mass shootings, we have been having mass shootings. Like, it seems like it has been a mainstay for decades now, for the past 20-something years. You know what I mean? There's some kind of mass shooting that has been going on, right? And no matter how much that we complain or rally and say, look, we need to have some kind of gun control, some kind of a gun reform, right? The politicians doesn't do nothing at all. And I really feel that these politicians do not care. Because if they really care, they will try to figure out, hey, what can be done to minimize, I know people probably can't stop it, you know what I mean? But minimize these daggone mass shooting that have been going on for the past 20-something years. You understand me, right? Because sometimes as a parent, you know what I mean? You send your child to school and you expect that child to come home from school, right, in one piece. As a parent, that's your job, right? Wanting your child to come home and be safe, right? So, and I was just thinking about this even today. If the government is not going to do nothing about the gun control, you know what I mean? Because you know this, these gun control people, these people that run these gun companies, the NRAs, they have a lot of these politicians in their back pocket. That's why I believe that's why these politicians will not do nothing to try to minimize what's going on. I get it, man. People could buy guns off the street. I get it. But at least the damn government is trying to do something to make our schools safe. You know what I mean? So why not? And I was thinking about this even today, right? That, let's say, yeah, you have a young child. Why should you want to send your child to school? Why couldn't be, like, you should have the option to homeschool your child, right? Your kids, you know what I mean? And they pay you just like they'll pay a teacher, right? You know what I mean? You get the little, small little credentials that you need. Right, to teach, you know what I mean? And you teach your children instead of sending your kids to school sometimes to get slaughtered. That's how I feel right now, to get slaughtered. All right, so I'm going to get into it now, all right? Okay, so the first mass shooting, University of Texas Tower, 1966, Charles Whitman opened fire from the University of Texas Tower, killing 15 and wounded 31. This marked the beginning of what we now define as a mass shooting, where random victims are targeted in public. Let me repeat that again. This marked the beginning of what we now define as a mass shooting where random victims are targeted, right? So this was considered the first modern U.S. mass shooting. First modern. Before this, shootings were typically isolated domestic or criminal disputes. This was a new kind of violence, man. Police and armed civilians helped in the rampage, right? So the law enforcement was not prepared, so everyday people joined officers in returning fire. This highlighted community reliance at the time, right? So this shocked the nation. The first mass shooting that happened in modern times, right? Shocked the nation, right? Little precedent for handling such events, right? So at the time, you know what I mean? The police officers, none of them did not know what to do at the time, because in modern history, right, in modern America at the time, you know, this was something new to them. So they had to learn. So the randomness of the attack terrified many Americans, proving that violence could strike anywhere, even at a college campus. So even back then, no gun control reforms followed at the time. None at all. Now, the politicians, like I said, the politicians don't give a damn. They don't. Despite public outcry, lawmakers did not address firearm access, a trend we will see repeat itself, right? This was a trend that repeats itself over and over. So, this highlighted law enforcement unpreparedness for snipers. Whitman's vantage point made him difficult to stop. This led to the creation of the specialized SWAT units. That part, until I was doing the research for this topic, I know that, man. After Whitman happened, you know what I mean? That's when the SWAT team were created. Isn't that something? You know what I mean? Sometimes there could be like a tragedy for something else to be positive or to have some kind of positive outcome, right? Although it might be some kind of tragedy, but something like SWAT team, I think, was a positive thing. So first wide media coverage of a mass shooting. Television and radio spread the story across the country, setting the tone for how mass shootings would be reported. It was revealed mental health struggles. Whitman had a brain tumor, right? But that because he had a brain tumor, right here, the autopsy showed neurological issues, sparking questions about the link between mental illness and violence. Same stuff that we're talking about today. So public debate started. Individual pathology versus societal issues, right? So people argued whether the cause was his brain condition, military background, or easy access to firearms, right? Me personally, it could be all three. You know what I mean? It could be because of his brain condition. You know what I'm saying? He was in the military, so that could be the cause of it too. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, especially even back then, the things soldiers had to endure back then could drive anybody crazy back then, right? And also, easy access to firearms could be another issue. So, this set the stage for America's ongoing cycle of mass shooting. So, it shocked morning media frenzy. Little reform, the cycle began here and continues today. Even to this day, mass shooting. It even got worse and worse over time. So, the next mass shooting didn't happen until 13 years later. So, early school shooting in the late 20th century, right? In 1979, Cleveland Elementary, San Diego. And I quote, "I don't like Mondays." Brenda Spencer killed two adults, injured nine kids, showing even young shooters could cause mass harm. First widely known, first female school shooter. Think about it, 1979, the first female school shooter, right? This shocked people's assumption that only men committed such violence. Because even back then, they don't think that women could commit violence, could be just as violent as some of these men. All right? So media sensations amplified the story. Spencer's quote, "I don't like Mondays," became infamous, showing how attention can glorify shooters, right? So some of these shooters will do things, you know what I mean, just to get attention. You know what I mean? This is the past mass shooter that happened this past Wednesday, right? He did things. He wrote a lot of creepy stuff. You know what I mean? How much he hates these people. He hates everybody. Except for white people, he hates all races. Everybody. You know what I mean? And he wrote all this stuff down. You see what I'm saying? The things, you know what I mean? To me, do it for them attention. So in 1989, right? Stockton Schoolyard Massacre, another one. Stockton Schoolyard Massacre. A gunman killed 5 children, wounded 32 with an assault rifle. One of the first times an AR-15 style weapon made headlines. Think about it. In 1989, an AR-15, just like today, making headlines in the news, right? California passed its first assault weapons ban. Man. Even today, I think they didn't have some kind of rules with assault weapons, or they didn't ban it, period. Because why would somebody near them assault weapon for any damn way, unless they're in the military or police officers? That's what I feel. So Stockton directly shaped state-level laws, though federal laws lag behind. Always, federal laws always be lagging. So the NRA began mobilizing against restrictions, man. The damn NRAs, man. I'm telling you, the NRAs, the National Rifle Association, they've been having these politicians in their back pocket. You see what I'm saying? The only way it's going to change if something terrible happened, God forbid, to some of their family members. Then maybe they start thinking about changing, lobbying the politicians to change the damn laws. Gun rights group pushed back hard, framing every tragedy as a threat to the Second Amendment. And this is why I don't get right. I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment. I'm a firm believer in the Second Amendment. Right? And this is not about wanting the government to take your weapons away. No. But they need to put things in place, man, to make it harder for people to get weapons. See what I'm saying? Especially assault rifle. You know what I mean? And one thing that they can do before they get the damn assault rifle, they need to go get a mental health checkup. That's one of the main things. See what I'm saying? Right? The company that's selling the damn assault rifle should go into their background besides the criminal record. I don't think they check the criminal record. They should be able to check their mental health record too. That should be some kind of law, right? That's not really violating HIPAA. You see what I'm saying? That's not violating HIPAA, right? That a person that probably been to mental health. You see what I'm saying? It should be harder for them to really get a weapon, right? And if there's a red flag that person has been through some kind of mental health in their past, doesn't matter if they was a child or what, but in their past, right? Then for them to really get that weapon, they have to have a doctor sign off on it. Point blank. That's what I feel, right? Have a damn doctor sign off on it. Then they can get the damn weapon, man. Because there's so many people that claim that they have mental health issues, right? And go there and assault people that have nothing to do with what they got going on. You see what I'm saying? And me personally, whether they have mental health issues or not, I just believe a person like that just evil as hell. If you're going to take a damn weapon and kill innocent people, especially innocent children, you're evil. Point blank. You're just evil. Right? Because there's so many people out there that have mental health issues, man. They don't resort to violence. Trust me. Right? I've worked in a mental health hospital and I've seen it all. There's so many people out there that has mental health issues that's not resorting in violence, right? So back then, with the 1989 Stockton schoolyard massacre, right? So parents grew fearful of sending their kids to school, just like I said earlier. You know what I mean? Why can't the government, if they're not going to do something about the gun control, well, let's make it where a parent should be able to homeschool their kids and get paid for it. Huh? If they choose to. You know what I mean? Just take the credentials that they need. Only for homeschooling, though, right? You see what I'm saying? Because how many parents would be safer, you know what I mean, that their children, they could teach their children. You see what I'm saying? So, gun violence moved into political debates. By the late 1980s, school shootings became wedge issues in elections, man. By the late 80s, school shootings became wedge issues in elections. Teachers began receiving safety training. Instead of policy changes, the focus shifted to school preparedness. And it's some, they're training them teachers, right? Instead of changing their policies. Crazy. But I'll tell you, man, I really believe, I wish so much we as a society who votes. Because you know what? I'm tired of these politicians. Let's get rid of every single one of them. And whoever run, we put new people in place that's running against them. Doesn't matter if they're the same party. If two Republicans are running against each other, right? And one Republican being in power for 30-something years, why don't you get rid of that man? And I put the young blood in there. Maybe they'll change. Maybe something will change. That's what we need to start doing. That's what we really need to start doing, man, because it's just getting frustrated that all the damn mass shoot that's going on, right? You know what I mean? You know, back in the day, you know, in the black neighborhood, you hear about a lot of drive-by shootings. But the damn mass shooting has superseded all the drive-by that used to happen a lot in the black neighborhood, especially in places like California. So teachers began receiving a safe training, just like I said, right? This foreshadowed bigger tragedies in the 90s. These smaller but devastating events laid the groundwork for what? And we all know this, Columbine. And that's what we're going to talk about now, Columbine shooting. Man. So, as we know, 1999 Columbine happened, right? And honestly, because, you know, before this Columbine, before the other mass shooting, right? I was young, so I wasn't really paying attention at the time because I was still young, right? When all the other mass shooting happened, like in the 80s and stuff. But in 1999, two students killed 13, wounded 20 plus. Columbine became the face of modern school shootings. Attackers influenced by violent media and early shooters. This showed how culture and media could inspire violence. Hear that? Attackers influenced by violent media and early shooters, right? This showed how culture and media could inspire violence, culture and the media, right? All of that. First live broadcast school shooting. News helicopters captures chaos, shocking the nation in real time. This sparked anti-bullying campaigns. Police assume bullying was the main factor, shifting focus in schools, right? They shifted focus from the schools instead of creating policies. That's what all these people do, right? They want to shift the focus instead of trying to find the root of their problem. And part of the root of the problem is somebody's policies that you know what I'm saying, that make it too easy for people to get a damn gun, right? Why is it a person got to be 21 to buy alcohol, right? Or cigarettes. 21. But buying a damn gun, you got to be 18. To me, that's some ass-backward-ass shit to me. That's ass-backwards to me. Right? You know what I'm saying? You could buy a damn gun, something that could kill a person immediately. That could kill you immediately at the age of 18. You know what I mean? That's crazy to me. It really is. So the NRA held a rally nearby days later, right? This ignited controversy about the role of guns and lobbying, man, right? The NRA held a rally, and it's because of their guns that they made, but that people could get their hands on, you know what I'm saying, to use to harm other individuals. Right? So this push for background checks failed in Congress, right? Despite momentum, lawmakers rejected gun reform again. I'm telling you, man, right now, you could Google it right now. And a lot of these people from the House of Representatives, a lot of the people from the Senate, a lot of them are getting money from the NRA. You can Google it. It's a public record. I've done it before. You know what I mean? One notable person, he don't step down now, is that Mitch McConnell? You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it still is, but at one point, he was getting money from damn MRA. And he just one person I could think of off the top of my head. From the NRA. You know what I mean? That's why these people that's controlling all the laws, that's why they don't want to change policies, right? Because they're getting this money, this big money from the NRA. The NRA is in their pockets. And once, if they could get rid of the NRA or something like that, or create some kind of law, the NRA is going to always be in their pockets. And they're going to always side with the gun people. They don't give a damn about your kids. Only thing they come on and say, oh, my thoughts and prayers. Huh? I remember this one politician said that the other day after the shooting, right? And he said, I don't want to hear about your thoughts and prayers. And can you believe these, to me, so-called Christians, some of them are, got mad because he said that. Yeah, this is not a time, right? Why not thought them prayers without action? You can pray all day, but how much prayer are you going to do when somebody's child is dead? Huh? What is prayer going to do? Oh, you going to console me? Listen, I don't want to hear the crap. God forbid somebody to my child. You see what I'm saying? And I guarantee right now, those same parents, not only the kids that witnessed the shooting, but even the parents that lost the children or somebody that get hurt, even they have to go to therapy. You know what I mean? One of the young boy, 10 years old, man, said that his friend saved his life. 10 years old, the same child as 10, saved his life by laying on top of his body, right? And the child that saved his life got shot in the neck. Thank God he's still alive, but he got shot, saving his friend's life. So imagine what a 10-year-old child the kind of type of anxiety that 10-year-old child is going to have. Both of those kids. All of those kids. You see what I'm saying? The type of anxiety they're going to have, right? When stuff like that happen, do they have some kind of therapy in the school? I'm talking about licensed therapists, psychologists, licensed, not a damn school counselor. Because there's so much that they can do. I'm talking about licensed psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists, whatever. You see what I'm saying? That's going to really do whatever they had to do to ensure these people are okay. You know what I mean? Some of them probably going to be on medication for a long damn time. Some of these young children probably have nightmares because of what they just witnessed. Imagine those teachers, right? That was there. The educators. Imagine them. See what I'm saying? What they have to go through. Believe me. I'm saying, I'm an Army vet. I've been in Iraq. And even now, after my Iraqi days, right? My anxiety is up here. You see what I'm saying? Because every minute I'm watching my damn back. Even now, I don't even like being around crowd. Whole lot of people. See what I'm saying? So imagine those damn kids right now. How are they going to feel? And it's like the school, it's like a war zone. But y'all don't want to talk about it. This damn school with this damn shooting like that, it's like a war zone. Those kids got to duck and dodge bullets like they're over in Iraq. And you're telling me the government care about the damn more about the NRA than this little child? That's going to probably have nightmares for a long time? Huh? Come on, man. We need to do something to get things right in this country. America is a beautiful country. I love this country with the bottom of my heart, man. I do. I was not born here, but I was raised in this country. I fought for this dagger country, right? You know what I mean? But I didn't fight for this country for these little young babies, you know what I'm saying, to be dodging bullets in their school. No, man. That's not what I fought for this country for. See what I'm saying? Hey, when Donald Trump talking about the damn enemy within, yeah, that's the damn enemy within. The damn school shooter. The mass shooter. That's the enemy within. See what I'm saying? Because you're so damn evil, right? You're going to go to a damn school and shoot up a damn school. And then I read something the other day, right after that happened, when the FBI stormed this woman's house, right? His mother's house, right? And at first, his mother wasn't trying to cooperate. And she part of the damn problem. You know, look, your son, you just did a damn some tragedy. Some bad stuff, man. And you trying to tell me you don't want to cooperate with the damn police officer with the FBI? You're the damn problem. Just like the damn these two parents that went on trial, right? Well, for what their child did. Another mass shooting was a couple years ago. Another damn mass shooting. And, you know what I mean? Parents went on their trial because they did everything to try to protect the child that did some gruesome stuff. You know what I mean? And thank God that the government put those damn parents on trial. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying every parent should go on their trial, but if you have something to do with your child, your underage children accessing guns without no kind of supervision, your ass should be in trouble. Point blank. You know what I mean? If it is proven that it was you, because if you're negligent, your child gets to get the damn gun and go and kill a whole bunch of damn people. One person, whatever. It's your damn fault. All right, you're part of the damn problem as a damn parent. And yes, I said it. A parent, you're part of the damn problem. You know what I'm saying? How is the damn mother, you're not going to let the FBI do the damn job? don't want to cooperate. Huh? Come on now. What's the damn problem? And I'm praying and hoping. He bought the gun. He bought the gun anyway, so you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. Plus, he's grown. He's 20 years old. Was 20 years old. So now, let me go back to my story. So this created a school shooter archetype, right? Damn, school shooter archetype. Columbine perpetrators became cultural anti-heroes for some disturbed youth. The Columbine shooter inspired copycats worldwide. School shootings rose globally after Columbine. Think about it, right? Before, it was just periodically, right? But once Columbine happened, it sparked a lot of school shootings since then. So, this exposed emergency response laws, right? Police hesitated to enter a problem repeated in later shootings. So this marked the start of the school shooting era. You know what I mean? Since Columbine, active shooter drills and school security have become the norm. Even my kids that's in school right now, they be telling them about the drills that they got to do. Think about it, man. You know, back in the day, you used to do drill for like hurricane, stuff like that. They ain't doing that crap no damn more. You know what I mean? I bet you in California, you probably used to do a drill for earthquakes, stuff like that, right? They ain't doing that crap no damn more. Crazy to me, man, that these kids in school, I have to do drills for active shooting. This is ridiculous. Come on. What are we doing as a society, people? So now, Virginia Tech 2007. Shooter killed, 32. Injured 17. Still the deadliest campus shooting in U.S. history. The deadliest. Virginia Tech, 2007. Shooters had long documented mental health issues, right? Highlighted flaws in mental health intervention system. Damn. Right? Long documented of mental health issues. Campus lockdowns became standard. Colleges nationwide began implementing emergency alert systems, man. Privacy versus safety in mental health reporting. This debate arose about whether schools should share mental health records. I believe so, right? They share their mental health. When it comes to these certain things, yes, share their mental health records, right? Even if people switch to schools. Because I want to know who the hell I'm going to be around. If I know somebody got mental health issues, I don't know that person, I might not want to be around the damn person. I'm just being real. Because you never know if that person can get triggered if I say something wrong. Right? You know what I'm saying? Get triggered, might shoot me or something like that. You think I want to be around that stuff? Right? We should know. If people have, right? Mental health issues, man. When it comes to certain environment, mainly schools. You see what I'm saying? Maybe the students might don't have to know. Don't have to know, but the damn teachers, that's in our authority position. They need to know. They should know. You know what I mean? They should know what the hell. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna get into. They should know how to approach this child, cause. You might be able to approach the child one way, but you approach the child this way, and then that might trigger them to snap at your ass. You know what I mean? So damn right, the damn teacher should know. Trust me. If the child is in college, the professor should know. Hey, this looks like a man, make sure you be careful how you talk to this person, whatever. You see what I'm saying? Because sometimes it's all about what you say, sometimes how you say it. Right, as we all say, but at the same time, though, man, if I was a damn professor at a college or a teacher, I want to know if this child or this growing adult, I'm teaching, I'm educating, have some kind of mental health issues, right? So there's a lot of gaps in background checks exposed, right? But a lot of gaps. Despite being declared mentally unfit, the shooter legally bought guns. Damn. So international students among victims, this attracted worldwide attention to America's gun violence problem. Families demand reforms. Survivors, parents became vocal advocates. So this led to some state level reform. Virginia tightened its mental health reporting to gun database, right? So Virginia tightened its mental health reporting to gun database. Still no federal action. Congress again failed to pass meaningful gun reform. Virginia Tech mirrored Columbine, right? Mirrored Columbine. Outrage, but no major change happened. Nothing. Congress don't give a damn when we all learn that, right? So we got to fend for ourselves, man. We have to fend for our damn selves. For real. So, another school shooting. Sandy Hook Elementary 2012. 20 children, 6 adults killed. Youngest victim ever in a school shooting. Shook national conscience. People assume this tragedy would force change, right? Obama pushed for reforms. Background checks and assault weapon ban gained momentum. But the NRA doubled down. The NRA, good guy with a gun, became this slogan. I'm telling you, man, those people that work for the NRA, I'm being honest, they need to be slapped. They do. Because how you don't want to try to help save other people's lives, man? All y'all care about your damn pockets. Crazy to me, man. You know what I mean? And how come these leaders from the NRA don't show their damn face? Who's in charge? You know, I don't wonder if we actually go online and look at the damn face. We need to see who's in charge of the damn NRA people, man. That's crazy to me. Man. Families became activists, right? Parents traveled the country demanding gun safety. Global spotlight. The world was stunned. America didn't act after children were massacred, man. Connecticut passed reforms. The state banned certain rifles and required background checks. Federal bill failed. Senate voted down background checks despite 90% public support. I'll tell you some American people. Right, you can look at all. Because, man, and certain things, right? If you get the vote again, please, can we start getting rid of these people? And put new people in office. All right, we need to start doing our damn homework, man. Because these senators, they don't care. Right? So conspiracy theory spread. Victim families were harassed by hoaxers deepening trauma. Can't believe that? The victim families, man, were being arrested. And government not doing nothing. They didn't do nothing about it. Right? This showed deep U.S. polarization, right? If their children didn't move Congress, what would? Think about it. If their children did not move Congress, what could move them? Huh? Nothing. Because Congress don't give a damn about you. You know what I mean? Let's see what's going on in these damn streets right now with what Donald Trump is doing with the National Guard. Right? Congress don't give a damn. People could suffer all day. They're fine because they're living up in the good, comfortable homes, living good lives. You know what I mean? They don't give a damn. Okay, so Pulse Nightclub in Las Vegas, right? 2016, 2017. So the Pulse Nightclub, 49 people killed in an LGBTQ community space. This showed intersection of hate crime and mass violence. Las Vegas, 60 people killed. That's a lot of people. 400 plus wounded. Largest shooting in U.S. history. Highlighting vulnerability of crowds, right? Both shooters used legally obtained weapons. Proved that access, not illegally, illegality, fuels skills. Pulse linked to terrorism and homophobia. This sparked debates about radicalization and hate speech. Vegas shooters' motive remain unclear. Demonstrated that not all shooters fit a profile. Bump stocks came under scrutiny. Man, I've been hearing about a lot of this lately too. Device used in Vegas banned by federal government. Police overwhelmed by firepower. Both events reveal law enforcement limits. This fear spread across nightlife and entertainment. Americans began fearing concerts, bars, and parades. I don't blame them. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's good to stay at home, drink, have a little drink at home. You know, say play your music or something. Watch a movie. You know what I mean? It saves that way. While political actions limited, only bump stock ban resulted, no broader reforms. This exposed vulnerability of everyday spaces. No place from schools to nightclub is immune. Parkland, 2018. 17 killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High. The deadliest high school shooting since Columbine. Survivors became activists. Teen launched March of Our Lives, a massive protest. Law enforcement failed to stop shooter. Police had warnings and still did little. Police had warnings and still did little, right? So law enforcement failed to stop shooter. Police had warnings and still did little. Think about that. This push for assault weapons ban reignited. Teens demanded AR-15 restrictions. Florida raised gun purchase age. Rare state level reform in a gun-friendly state. The corporate backlash against NRA. Companies cut ties with gun lobbies. Generational divide deepened. Young Americans overwhelmingly favored reform. Social media drove activism. Hashtags, videos, speeches spread globally. Politicians forced to respond. Parkland kids challenged lawmakers on TV, right? This kept gun reform on the ballot. Parkland influenced the 2018 midterm election. But I'm going to tell you this right now. When all these politicians are dead and gone, yes, yeah, I said it. When all these old ass politicians, when they are dead and when they are gone, these young people gonna go rise up and come into politics, and then they're gonna do something about it. Cause these old ass 80-year-old, 70-80-year-old politicians don't give a damn. They don't. It's these young people that are gonna save America. Not these damn politicians. It's almost time for them to go anyway. It's almost time for them to check out. Let's be real about the situation, right? It's almost time for a lot of them to let them check out. Because they don't give a damn what the hell's going on. So, Uvalde 2022, right? Uvalde, oh man. 19 children, 2 teachers killed. A tragedy echoing Sandy Hook. Police delayed response. Officers waited outside for over an hour. AR-15 used again. The rifle remains central in nearly every school massacre. Parents' grief shown live. Raw emotions captured on national TV. This renewed push for reforms. Advocates demand stricter background checks. Law enforcement credibility shattered. Uvalde police faced nationwide condemnation. Man, the damn cops were scared to go inside the damn building. That's how I felt. Police officers, man. The bipartisan bill passed, expanding background checks for under 21 buyers. Still no assault weapons ban. Congress avoided the toughest reforms. Survivors became voices for change. Families testified before Congress. Symbols of systematic failure, right? From police to politics, Uvalde exposed dysfunction. Can you believe that? There are people that be trained, man. Trained to protect us. But they ain't protecting us. They don't give a damn. Now, man. Don't break my heart, man. Minneapolis Catholic school shooting 2025, right? Shooter killed 2 children, injured 17. The most recent tragedy still raw. This occurred during a school mass. Violence invaded a place of worship and unlearning. Shooter used multiple legal firearms. Again, nothing illegal about weapon access. Think about it, right? Nothing legal. Always legal firearms these damn people are using. This investigated as domestic terrorism, raises issues of radicalization and ideology, right? So I'm gonna say this, right? When I hear the argument, oh, people could get illegal going off the damn street, right? It's easy to get a to go there and buy an AR-15. You're not gonna, unless you're like a big time drug dealer or in a damn a crime family or something, you're not gonna find a damn AR-15 just like that on the damn street. Hell no. Yeah, you can buy a pistol or something like that, you know what I'm saying, off the damn street, maybe like a rifle or something, but you're not gonna really find a damn AR-15 like that people selling, you know what I'm saying, unless you got connections. So I wish people could be real about the situation, man. Shoot, investigating domestic terrorism, raise the issues of radicalization and ideology. The FBI reviewing writings and videos, right? This pattern of shooters leaving behind manifestos. Community devastated, trauma affects children, parents, and parishioners. National leaders respond. From president to Pope, everyone spoke out. Flagged at half staff. Ritual mourning has become routine in America. Trauma will linger for years. Survivors, especially children, will carry scars. Adds to the long list, yet another tragedy calling for answers. International comparison, right? Dublin, UK, 1996, led to near total handgun ban in Britain. Port Arthur, Australia. Government passed sweeping reforms, no mass shootings since. Canada strengthened laws after shootings, licensing, waiting periods, and storage rules. Germany and Finland made reforms, background checks, and psychological screenings. New Zealand banned semi-automatics. After Christchurch mass shooting, acted immediately. Most nations act after one tragedy. U.S. instead repeats inaction. Gun culture is unique in the U.S. Second Amendment is deeply ingrained. Other countries don't see guns as identity. American politics makes change harder. State-proof fuel guns, fuel shootings. International evidence is clear. U.S. stands alone. More mass shooting than the rest of the developed world combined. Can you believe that? More mass in America. We're supposed to be the most developed country in the world. Right? The root cause is easy firearm access. The U.S. has more guns than people. Mental health gaps, limited access to affordable care. Toxic online spaces, forum glorify violence and shooters, right? Domestic violent links. Many shooters had histories of abuse. Crisis of masculinity, shooters overwhelmingly male. Copycat phenomenon, media coverage inspires others. Political gridlock. Congress fails to act even after mass killings. Gun lobby influence. NRA and manufacturers block reforms. Media sensationalism. Focus on shooter, not victim. National culture, violence, U.S. normalized guns through film, politics, and history. I want it to music too. What can be done? right? Universal background checks. Let me say it real quick, right? Come on, I'm almost out of time. Closed loopholes, a gun, red flag laws, banned high capacity magazine, assault weapons restrictions, waiting periods, gun licensing, mental health funding, safer schools, community violent programs, right? And cultural shift. Okay, so I'm going to stop there. There's a few other things that I wanted to say, but y'all get the drift, right? I'm going to stop there, and I believe that we as society, we could do something. We could try to do our best to force Congress to do something about this stuff that's going on in our society, right? Until then, until we speak again, until I speak to y'all again, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.